initially the exercise they began is that when we looked at Hebrew chapter 11, we have the collection of the individuals who demonstrated their faith, and the Apostle Paul did a good job in collecting all of them in one chapter. So similar way, we have so many faithful individuals in the New Testament, but they are not collected in one chapter. So, but looking at their features of faithfulness, sometimes I think that if we could put their exercise in the language of Hebrew chapter 11, it would be called the by faith. Paul by faith, Barnabas, and there are so many others. So that was the initial exercise. How about we study their features, their characters of faith? And one of the key notes in the Hebrew chapter 11 is also that they all obtain a good report of faith. So that is what we want to see this afternoon, how they obtain a good report of faith. I think that is the exercise.
In Hebrews 11, you have fuller details given for certain of those individuals, and then other individuals are just mentioned by name. And I think if you follow that pattern, it behooves us to start with Paul, and Paul and all the apostles, and we can give more treatment to Paul and Barnabas and Timothy, these individuals, because there's a lot said in the New Testament about them, and then the others, there's not as much, and even all those that are mentioned, where there's might even be less mention of them, but there's quite a few of those who are characterized as being faithful. If we look at the details of the ones that are listed, there are some nice features that come out that we can be encouraged by.
Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Before we go to these passages? The difference with Hebrews 11 and these examples we have is in Hebrews 11 they were before Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Here, the three that are mentioned, Paul, Barnabas and Timothy, is after Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to highlight that.
Mm-hmm.
So there is also a great difference. But there is some parallel, and that is they walked by faith. They were called by faith and they responded by faith.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is the parallel.
So if we read the two passages connected with Paul just as a starting point, but I'm sure there's so much more that can be said about the Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and it's not just the apostle he's speaking of here, but it's him and all the apostles. He says, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." And then 1 Timothy chapter 1. Yeah. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. "I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but obtained mercy, because I did it in ignorantly in unbelief.
Yes.
And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. I think a couple of introductory thoughts on the faithfulness of Paul. One is what was deposited in him, what was given him is very important to grasp. Then how did he handle what was given to him? And then how he was able to not see it as if it was his own, and how he can couple and join together with Barnabas with this wonderful treasure that was entrusted to them, and how they carried that out in relationships, in their travels, in their reaching out to the believers in the region that they would go to, and then ultimately taking Timothy under his wing and passing on these wonderful treasures. Faithfulness is also, in keeping with 1 Corinthians passage, it's about stewardship. It's about being mindful of what has been entrusted in order that you can take care of it well. And I think these are some key points that we want to perhaps get out of this. Mm-hmm.
So we first see that God is faithful, and now we see in a servant that he called his faithfulness, and he emphasized that himself in verse 2. But I want to emphasize the point that God enabled him to that. We have seen in 1 Timothy 1 verse 12 the ability to be faithful. Paul credits that to God. He didn't claim anything for himself. He said, look how faithful I was. He credits God. And so God is the one who calls, who is faithful. God is the one who helped him to be faithful. God is the one who enabled him. And if it says in verse 2 of 1 Timothy 1, he counted me faithful, it is the quality that God gave Paul to be faithful when he put him into this special ministry. This word ministry is really the same word as deacon. So Paul was a minister. Like the Lord Jesus was a true minister, true deacon in that sense. He served God. And Paul was in this precious relationship with the God who called him, the God who is faithful. And this God who called him enabled him to be faithful. And that's exactly the same for us. We cannot be faithful in our own strengths. The ability comes through the Holy Spirit and through the Word of God. It comes from God, and so we have to totally rely on Him in order to be faithful.
So when we are taking up these individuals, it's very important to be reminded that this is the formation of Christ in the life of the individual. What we are seeing are individuals that are emulating, and in fact, more than that, that Christ was being formed in them to be faithful as he was faithful. I just wanted to bring Brother Alfred brought us as far as the stewardship, what was committed to him. And we know that the Father committed all things unto his hand, the Son. And that in that way, what was committed to Paul, he's going to do it in faithfulness. But I just want to bring one more individual that perhaps we will not look into it, but I think he will be a good springboard from the morning reading. Because in the morning reading, we took the Lord Jesus as this wonderful example of faithfulness, and we spoke of him, the faithful witness. That same statement, faithful witness, is really was said of a man by the name of Antipas, but it was recorded unto him the word martyr. My martyr. And you would say to yourself, it is the same word. When you look at the word martyr, and when you look at the word witness, it is the same word in the original. So the reality of it, this was a man that was against all, that's his name, because he was willing to be faithful, even to the measure of giving his life up. And I certainly would say, when we are taking the individuals we are taking, that the supreme price of faithfulness is death. Because the Lord says, be ye faithful unto me, even unto death. So the extreme measure of displaying faithfulness is really the thought that I'm willing to die. This is a man that was willing to die for the sake of the Lord Jesus. And when we come to Paul, for the sake of the ministry, and for the sake of what was delivered to him, he was faithful even unto death. And brethren, if we can think of that extreme cost of faithfulness, we can count the cost. That, you know what, being faithful to Christ is not like everything's going to be easy now, as we discussed in the morning. But being faithful for Christ is really a work of the Spirit to form the life of the Lord Jesus in you and in me.